Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I would probably be a horrible coach. I mean,
I didn't say coach. I said hang.
Oh, I was going to say hang. I would be more than willing to help out, but I just don't know that I have much to offer the football youth of Northeast Ohio.
Hey, guys, it's Uncle Daryl. Go over to the interview station. Daryl will interview you. So I'm looking out for you, man. Side gig.
You saw Sajur running around the practice field this week, right, with the camera?
Great, get great coaching. Get coaching on how to do interviews from Uncle Daryl. Uncle Daryl's not real happy with me because I'm looking at the Guardians rotation and I'm thinking,
problem solved.
I'm thinking this is on its way.
Hey, can any of you pitchers hit a baseball?
I know the bullpen is rock solid, and I'm looking at AAA and thinking, might have something there. You got a couple of guys that you drafted high, you think are pretty good. They might be able to help you out here. And a couple of the guys are doing pretty well down there. And I'm wondering, does that mean maybe you could trade some pitching depth for a bat or two and really take a run at this?
Man,
right now you're in the final wild card spot, Todd.
How much are the tickets to Fantasyland?
Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
How are you doing, guys?
Very well, thank you.
I was until Jeff raised this preposterous notion here.
I don't think it's as preposterous as you think, Daryl.
I'm just giving the old man a hard time. Leave me alone.
Who are you giving a hard time?
You.
Oh.
Now, I checked on the various models for the Guardians. World Series chances are around 1% now, so we're obviously not talking about a great chance. There's no question about that.
But hey, you're still telling me there's a chance at 1%, so we have that going for us.
Well, this is, of course, pre-playoffs, so once you qualify for the playoffs, as you guys referred to earlier,
it might go up to 2%.
It might go up, so... not to get sabermetrics on you, but the batting average on the balls put in play for the team, they are second to last in the league. So
hang on, let me get my flask while you explain all of this because it's making me want to drink.
I'm just saying, what seems like a putrid offense, it may not be great.
No, it doesn't seem like it's a putrid offense. It is a putrid offense.
Let the man speak.
I don't think
the man speaking optimism and truth. Keep going, Anthony.
It could get to it with a little luck. It could get to mediocre,
and with yes,
and with the pitching that Jeff is talking about, that is enough to qualify for the playoffs for sure. So, I heard some talk about Taylor Ward, the Angels
power hitting outfielder whose batting average would fit right in with the rest of the Guardians.
18 home runs. Now, the only downside is his contract is expiring. The Guardians don't like to, the rental thing is not their traditional mode of operation for sure. But, and obviously we're talking about shades of chances here. This is not going to turn them into the Los Angeles Dodgers. but it could inch you forward into
mediocrity.
Well, yeah, on the offensive side, again, you know, it's sort of like basketball when they say that the game looks so much easier when the ball goes into the hoop, right?
There it is, Anthony.
Baseball.
Hey, Anthony, let me throw something out to you. You ready? All right, your starting rotation does a great job through 4 2/3. You get to the bullpen. You're not giving up any runs. Guardians get a man on first due to a walk. You bunt him over. You get a pass ball. He goes to third. You get a sack fly. You win 1-0.
And you hit the balls where the players are, and all of a sudden you say, well, this
there it is, Anthony. Anthony, thank you very much. Thank you, Anthony.
I never knew the goal was mediocrity. Here we are.
It's not mediocrity as a team, Daryl.
But see, here's the thing.
What it is, okay, your offense probably isn't going to be better than mediocre this year at all. But if you have a mediocre offense and rock-solid pitching, you can do some things.
Like get the last wild card and be eliminated quickly.
So what?
But hey, you got to play an extra two games.
How'd that work for the Cavs? It was about the same thing.
Yeah, but they were the best team offensively in the league, and they won the most games in the conference.
And how did that work in the playoffs? My only point is this. Once you get into the playoffs,
anything can happen. Thank you, Mark Shapiro.
Ask the Indiana Pacers.
You know, that's what Mark Shapiro used to tell us, right?
He's right. He's right. I say this as a man who sat there outside of whatever the heck they were calling it back in the day and watching that World Series trophy be taken from the right side to the left side out the big garage door with Mr. Jacobs right behind it.
I'm pretty sure it was Joe Robbie Stadium at the time.
And then all of a sudden, here come the Marlins. And all of a sudden, that trophy went from the left side back to the right side. And I watched it go back to the Marlins locker room. Come on, Daryl. Once you're in, anything can happen.
Jeff, you're talking about 1997. It took the then Indians 11 years just to get back to the American League Championship Series, which they blew a 3-1 lead to the Boston Red Sox.
Daryl?
Then it took another 9 years, Jeffrey, for them to get back to the World Series, in which they blew a 3-1 lead to the Chicago Cubs.
Daryl,
we are 9 years removed now from them still waiting to sniff the World
Daryl.
Series again.
1954.
Actually, 1948. That's the last time they had the trophy.
1954.
Yeah.
Went to the World Series.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Won 111 games.
Yep.
It wasn't until 1995 that they actually made it back to the World Series. Do the math.
41 years.
That's 41 years. First time in my lifetime that they went to the World Series was 1995.
So you're saying I should be happy they've lost 3 World Series in my lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you should. You shouldn't
mediocrity
be happy.
Mediocrity achieved.
You shouldn't be happy, but did you enjoy the baseball? You just told me the Cavs won 64 in the regular season, like I'm supposed to go do some dance down Huron.
Well, I enjoyed watching that basketball, yes.
I did too, and that's my point.
I would argue the 1995 Cleveland Indians are the greatest team never to win the World Series.
Couldn't agree with you more. My point is this. Once you're in, you never know. And I wonder, I'm not convinced.
Well, 97 was the ultimate.
Oh, exactly.
Thing,
they weren't nearly as good as 95, and they almost won the whole thing.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't. Thank you for pointing that out.
Mediocrity achieved.
Appreciate that. Tom and Menor, help me out, Tom, please. He's a non-believer.
I'm going to go tell you, Daryl, I love your cynicism, and you're the only one at that station that does it with the Browns, and you have my utmost respect. But I can't believe you're going down this road. Look at in the last 10 years, how many of teams that won the World Series were either the division champ or came out of the wild card pool. I think at one time it was like 4 or 5 years in a row they come out of
it. Well, so I'm not arguing. Hey, Tom, I'm not arguing the whole get in, anything can happen. I'm not arguing that. I'm not even arguing at this point because I'm not even upset. The Guardians are exactly like what I thought they were going to be this year. So, like, I can't be mad at them. I thought they were around a 500 team, and if they could squeak in the last wild card spot, great. If not, well, they met my mediocre expectations for them. What I'm arguing, though, is I don't believe that this particular team, even under your and Jeff's premise of anything happens if you get in the tournament, just get in, I don't believe that this team, as it's constructed, has the ability to even benefit from the anything can happen, just get in mantra. That's my whole point.
Would you have ever guessed that Indiana would have handled the Cavs so easily? And here's one more take.
Easily, for you, no, but I did believe that the Pacers were a legitimate threat.
Yeah, it was a tough matchup for the Cavs, just on length of players and so on and so forth. But I'm going to tell you this much. I'm glad we got beat by Indiana, because I tell you what, if we'd have gotten past Indiana, and we'd have gotten bounced out by the Knicks, I think the town would have literally gone ahead and just crumbled right there in the middle of the lake, because we'd have then proven the fact it doesn't matter what we do, we're not strong enough, tough enough, mean enough, aggressive enough, and we really would have been talking about what core four, because we'd have blown it all up.
Yeah, and that would, and Mr. Buckley's calls would have been insufferable.
One thing, Daryl, the way this team is built right now, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not.
The way it's built right now, I don't think. I think they'd have a hard time making the wild card. And if they got in, I think they'd have a hard time
beating anybody.
Agreed. But that's not my point.
I know. You think that they can trade some of this pitching to get
I don't even know that yet. But they're starting, in my mind, to show enough life in the rotation to make me think that you might want to move some for some hitting.
I'm seeing is a flat line at the plate right now.
Well, without question. I mean, that's a given.
With an occasional beep.
Well, but that's a given. I mean, we know that. That hasn't changed. That brings up Shane Bieber, though, to me.
The Biebs! He's going to save the day, either via trade or he's going to come out and just light it up.
Don't be a smart guy. Last year, Matthew Boyd was, like, oh, there's a lottery ticket for you. Well, they cashed it, and it paid off. I wonder if his experience here last year, how that factors in with what the Guardians are thinking about Bieber. And Bieber, of course, much better record before right. than Boyd.
Yeah, has a Cy Young trophy
exactly.
in the case.
Even in a short season, good for him.
Guardians grow Cy Young Award winners on trees.
Not necessarily. Sometimes they're bushes. But
which one's the bush of the five that won it?
With Bieber.
Come on. You got to give me an answer there.
With Bieber. You could say it was Bieber because he was, 8-1 in his Cy Young season? Because it didn't last all year.
Okay, that's fair.
If he's good to go, and he has a player option for next year.
Okay.
Do you go?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to him and talk to his agent. Hey, we can trade him. We won't if he picks up his option.
Well,
Because he might be the guy who could get you the offense you need. And if the other guys in the rotation, Daryl, are doing the job, which they're doing kind of right now, they're showing some real signs of life. I mean, they got 5 guys I like.
So he's supposed to be back around the All-Star break.
It was delayed a week.
I understand that.
Because of his little setback.
Right. I'm not arguing your premise. I just don't think the runway is going to be long enough, Jeff, because when you're talking All-Star break, trade deadline is what, July 30th, 31st there? I don't know that the runway is long enough to be able to determine, is Shane Bieber back? Does that make sense? Is he really the Shane Bieber that we've come to love and know, right? I don't because that's about 2 weeks. You're talking 2 weeks. Let's say.
But how about this?
Let's say it's 3 weeks. I'll give you a third week in there. Is 3 weeks, which by my math would be about 3 to 4 starts. Is that enough to tell you this guy's back?
It might be if I am making a trade for him and I say, we will trade for you if you pick up that option for next year.
No, but you
so that whoever trades for him.
Okay.
Gets him for the rest of this year and all of next year.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that the Guardians would go to his folks and say, hey, pick up the player option. You stay in Cleveland.
Yes.
If you don't, we trade you.
And
but then you're saying the team that's acquiring him also wants to know, do you want the
team
option?
That acquires him might be willing to give up a bigger or better bat or prospect or whatever if Bieber picks up that option. Oh, all the possibilities, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl in for Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.